Kia ora, beautiful people. It's me. It's Katie. Hello. So nice to see you all and hear you all on this kind of rainy raglan day. Well, we have taken over the radio. Yes, you never normally hear my voice on a Saturday at 1:07 p.m. But here we are. And shall I explain why? Because I've got two amazing guests in the studio today. We have got Rinil, who has got this very, very famous track called Jungly, which of course we're going to play once, maybe twice during the show. And we've got Hannah back into the studio. Hannah, here, let's put your microphone up. Say hi to everyone.
Hi, everyone.
What's been your favourite dinner that you've had this week, Hannah?
Actually, I was cooking chicken and then I had some broccoli and edamame beans and I loved it. With potato, of course, because I'm German.
Yum, yes. So I heard about this thing at German Christmas Eve. I think it's called the sausages and potato.
Actually, that's true. For my family, we do that on Christmas Eve, yeah.
And so we've stolen that tradition because we lived with a German girl for a couple of years here in Raglan. And now that's what we do. It's nice. So great, isn't it? When you can be like, that's a good tradition.
Yeah,
let's
and
keep
it's
it.
Simple, eh?
So simple. And it's what you want when you're like, oh no, I forgot to get a present for my baby brother. Oh, let's have a sausage.
Yeah. I love that you love it.
Now, Hannah, you have an amazing little podcast of your own and it's called Hannah Worldwide and Friends. And so I thought we would start with a Bob Sinclair remix of World Hold On because let's have a global theme today. Here we go.
Open up your heart, what do you feel? Open up your heart, what do you feel? Is it real? Yeah. The Big Bang. Children of the sky.
Children of the sky, sing it, sing it, sing it.
Well, this is interesting because my mate Reneal and Hannah have got their own filming gear. So actually, we don't have secrets anymore. So I'm going to put these microphone lines down and then, oh no, we can't just say bad things about all the people in the world anymore. We have to be completely honest.
That's it.
So, Reneal, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you've come from today. You've got to tell everybody about Jungly because I'm completely obsessed with Jungly. I've been dancing and singing around in the kitchen to it all week.
Okay, cool. So, my name's Reneal Singh. Born in Hamilton, family moved to Rotorua for the entirety of my life. So pretty much grew up there.
Nice.
Yep. I'm a Fijian Indian. Grew up in New Zealand, but still have that sort of deep connection and cultural connection with the roots. Yep. So, I've always wanted to try and spark something in the Fijian Indian community, and that's where Jungly came along.
Oh, mate. Has it worked? Did it spark?
Oh, has it ever? People are definitely inspired by it. Some people are very angry by it.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
Who would be angry by it?
Well, it's interesting. A lot of people, we came across this real interesting phenomenon where there's like a real crisis with Fijian Indians and in terms of their identity. Mm-hmm. Some people consider themselves Fijian, some people consider themselves Indian. Mm-hmm. And so weirdly, the song sparked a bit of a debate in that regard as well. So it was unintended, unexpected. But
an unintended identity crisis.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So
I've had identity crisis in the past. Have you ever experienced identity crisis, Hannah?
100%. Yeah. Am I so Kiwi? Am I German?
Who knows? You've tapped into something which isn't settled within people on their own personal journey.
It feels like it.
Music
yeah.
does do that. In fact, any creative art can do that. You know, you go and watch a film, you think you're going to go and have a great night out, and then whoosh, you get taken on a journey because something inside you has been sparked by it.
Mm, yeah, no, 100%. But I think if we put that all aside, overall, the response has been good. Because the cool thing about this song is it was made by the Fijian Indian community here in New Zealand.
Yep.
Which, we were able to get all sorts of people who put themselves out there on social media and things like that. And we got them all in the music video. So it's been pretty awesome, pretty exciting. Just giving these people the opportunity to put themselves out there, you know.
And how did you meet Hannah? Because Hannah's next to us.
Mm. So Hannah and I met at a wedding I was shooting because I do photography and all sorts on the side.
Beautiful.
And from there she said, oh, you know, I've got this podcast. And I said, all right, let's do it. Like, after I released the song, I said, all right, Hannah, can I come on your podcast and promote the song? She said, yeah, let's do it. And yeah, the rest is history.
Does he take good photos?
Yeah, I think so. The ones I saw are really good.
Nice.
And I haven't seen all of them, so I'm still trying to get the secret shots, to be honest.
That felt like an answer, but like without any liability. Like, yeah, I think he's good, but
how about the video? Who shot that?
Oh, so that was shot by like our crew, like our
nice.
Team. Yeah. So every shot that I'm not in, I recorded it.
Yes.
And every shot I'm in, like, we're like, oh, yep, you're on the camera today.
Fantastic. I love this. Mm. I love it. That's how I roll too. Hey, look, what we're going to do is we're going to finish playing this song by Claptone and Nathan Nicholson, and then we're just going to have to play Jungly. Like, we're just going to have to do it. So I'm going to turn our mics down, but we're still being recorded. Enjoy the end of this track, everyone.
Love me.
All right, everybody. So we're back here on the radio, and I have no idea what I'm doing, but we're going to give this a really good go. So here we go. This is to you for the first time on Raglan Radio, presenting to you the Jungly Song.
Hannah pulling up the big guns. This is Hannah's selection.
Baby, that ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley
back to me. High rotation in my car this week. If you've heard me screaming out my car window, it's because I've been singing along to this. I just love the end of that track when they're all just screaming at each other in the studio because they know they laid down some epic tunes. So we have got all three mics up. We have got Hannah, who has a podcast called Hannah Worldwide and Friends. I love saying your name of your podcast. Yeah. We've got Renil, who is a wide creative, but who also has written, produced and released a track called Jungly, which you may have heard earlier in this show. And if you've just tuned in live now, well, welcome. We have taken over Raglan Community Radio on this Saturday. And it's an absolute pleasure to have these guys in the studio. And I really wanted to ask you, because all three of us sitting here are in some way or in probably in multiple ways connected to creative industries, whether it's podcasting, filming, photography, music. And what I wanted to do is ask the question, which is, if some angel investor were to deposit $100,000 into your bank account today, what would be on the shopping list to help elevate your output? What would you buy or get? Hannah, over to Hannah.
Yep.
Sweet. Okay. So I have to admit that I'm not too much on the social side. So like on the social media side, yep. I am social. And I would definitely get a friend or someone professional to help me out with that, because I think I could do so much better. But with the time and effort I put in at the moment, that's what it is. And yeah, it's okay for now, but I would definitely get someone to help me out with that, mm-hmm, because then I can focus more on the things I enjoy, which is like the interviews that I'm taking, the editing, the audio parts, and even the video I started enjoying. So would definitely get someone to help me out with that. And sometimes maybe even get a friend, collaborator, something to just mix it up a little bit and yeah, just do more collaboration. But also probably buy an air like a plane ticket.
Oh, where are you going?
She's
out of here.
No, I would totally travel around and get more people like recorded because nice. I'm talking to people, you know, all over the world. So I would definitely meet them in person and record more in person.
All right. Sorry, Renee. We'll get to your answer in a minute. You've still got 100,000. All right. You just got to save it for another few minutes.
I'm on hold.
Hannah, where are you flying to? Which countries are we going to? Are we going around New Zealand? Are we staying domestic or are we going international?
Oh, we definitely go international.
Ooh. Renee, we need to jump on this collab with her, mate. She's flying us around.
Sounds like a very good idea. I think that sort of aligns with you because you love traveling anyway, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Mm. Beautiful. What a wonderful way to spend 100K.
Thanks. Yeah, I think I would really use it up quite quickly, but thanks for the angel investor for sure.
I love it. Renew, how about you? 100K.
Well, here's the interesting thing. We've gotten so used to not having money.
Yes.
That I think if we got given this money, we'd be like, well, what the heck do we do now? So, you know, everything we do, we've figured out ways to do it for cheap or for very, very little money.
It's
so
true.
If we need like a premises or a location, we just ask them, you know. we just say, hey, look, we got no money, but we're doing this thing. And weirdly, a lot of people are very supportive in that space, you know. But I think if we were actually given such a big amount of money, I think the first thing I'd do is go and pay everybody.
Oh, who's been,
You know, on, because there's a lot of people that are involved with us, but like we never pay them. We just always, you know, try and give them as much exposure, or we try and make the best project possible for them.
Yep.
But
you guys are such people.
Yeah, we try.
I'm already like, I want to buy. Mine's all toys and gadgets and studio space and lighting rigs. And you're like, I'm going to get a person on board and I'm going to pay my people. I'm like, I feel like a right dick right now.
No. But I think,
But you did generate a lot of support. I mean, I saw some of your sponsors. Forgive me, I cannot reel them all off the top of my head. But you got some serious sponsorship support for your music video.
Yeah.
As well as the people power. I mean, people are clearly drawn to what you are working on and what you are creating, which is awesome.
100%. The thing was, we just went around to businesses in our local community and we just told them what we're doing, and we said, you know, any support you could give us would be amazing.
Any shout outs while we're online?
Oh, well, we have to give a big shout out to our number one sponsor, which was Ormiston Legal, which is a law firm in Auckland. They were our biggest sponsor and they really helped us out along the way. So it was definitely a tough experience trying to get these sponsors in the first place.
Yes.
Like cold calling. Oh my God, it's the worst. It is the worst. Yes. Like, hi, can I have money? Like, everybody just hates you. But, you know, these people really came through and really supported us when we needed it, which, you know, I'm really fond of, and I'll always remember that.
Yeah. Well, the thing is about creative industries, and I think sometimes creatives forget this, is that behind every accountant, behind every law firm, behind every doctor's surgery staff room is a band practicing on a Tuesday night. There's people that did cheerleading competitions when they were in their teens. Like, everyone has that creative edge, whether it's enjoying and consuming or whether it isn't. And I mean, we are probably all born around a similar time. Like, I'm a 1984 baby, and it wasn't really going to be a career for me to keep following that creative path. I did, and I am making money from being a creative now, but you know, it's not as if everyone's pushed and encouraged to do that as a career. But when you see people in other careers, they have still got that in them. And if they can help, then they do. And it really is about making that ask and saying, hey, can you support this? And yeah, you get the yes. Mm. And it's about having the bravery to be the person to ask for help. And it's about finding those connections in business where people are like, yeah, we'd love to support you. And I mean, you are... would you say you're showcasing an Indian Fijian community? Would you describe your work as showcasing or shining light on or supporting?
Yeah, I'd say that, you know, this is the grandest thing that has been done by the Fijian Indian community. You know, like what we tried to do was we tried to put the Fijian Indian language and the Fijian Indian culture on like a grand scale. So we tried to make it the most professional music video, the best quality audio. You know, we really tried to put it on the highest level possible, which people could look to and say, oh, wow, that was made by and for Fijian Indians. I'm proud of that. And that's really cool.
Now, I know we can sit here and chat all day, but some people just love listening to music. So I'm going to put on Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine, because it's a really rainy day. And sometimes you just need to hear sunshine music to feel sunshine. Don't you agree? Then I would love for us to do a bit more chats. So enjoy, everybody. Here is an old banger. I don't mean to describe you in that way, Hannah.
Thank you, though.
From Hannah's playlist. Let's go.
I just can't wait till the day when
All right. That's enough Ibiza vibes for one rainy Saturday. Mics are back up, my friends. So, I'm loving finding out more about you, and I'm loving talking about this creative process that all three of us are on in different genres, in different fields, with different communities. And so, let's talk a little bit about how you realized some of your creative dreams in the last year, 2 years, how you went about taking those initial steps to make something happen, and what the next dreams are for you at this point today, 2024. Who's going first? Oh, they're so beautiful. They're both like, you go.
No, you go.
You go.
All right. So for me, weirdly, I studied law and business at uni.
Oh, gossip.
Yeah, and I was a lawyer for a little bit. So
that could be handy.
Yep. And then from there, I said, oh, no. Let's go become a movie star. let's go follow these passions. And so, from there we started sort of like a YouTube channel, mm-hmm. and then we started freelancing and mm-hmm. doing weddings and all sorts of that. But throughout that process...
And who's we? Who's the other person?
Oh, me and my buddy Raj.
Beautiful. Hi, Raj.
Yeah, hi, Raj. Mm-hmm. And over the years we sort of learned a lot about our creative side and how to do things properly and nicely. And from there we started sort of pushing as much as we can. And especially for me this year, I'm like, okay, that's enough freelancing. Let's focus on really pushing into that creative area. So that's sort of where I'm at the moment, which leads nicely into where I'm going from here. I think next up for me is I'll definitely do another song.
Mm-hmm. Have you got one? Have you got lyrics?
So
a riff?
The song is in my mind. Like, it's done in my mind, but it's not in the world yet. So
I've got a reggae song.
No.
Somewhere deep inside of me. I know.
You've got a reggae song.
I just feel like I'm going to be like, it's like another 20 years away from manifesting, but it's going to be reggae.
Yeah.
No. I don't know why.
I know why. Because you're in Raglan.
So it's in your mind.
Yeah, it's in my mind, and I just got to get it out.
Do you think it's in your dreamscape? Do you think when you dream, you're there? You can hear it, you can see it, you can taste the song.
Interestingly, I don't have very vivid dreams, but I dream a lot in the shower.
Like, yes.
Everything comes to me in the shower. I don't know why.
Is it a Fijian Indian thing? Is it a water thing?
I think it's just a weird renewal thing. Honestly, I have no clue. But
lots of people sing in the shower.
Yeah.
You know?
That's it. But yeah, so another song, and then we've got a short film that we've almost completed.
Mm-hmm.
We're entering that into the Misty Flicks Film Festival.
Oh my gosh, send us the link.
Yeah, 100%.
We can share it on the radio comms, and you know, if there's votes and links and things, like engage with this community, because they'd love to support you.
100%. And yeah, and we should probably do a shout out to the Misty Flicks Film Festival, because it's a film festival that's sort of starting up at the moment. It's in the early stages, mm-hmm. and it's... Waikato base, so it's
beautiful.
Just for like creatives and stuff in our area or our
Fantastic.
region. So yeah,
I don't want you to give away your secrets or your tricks or your tips or you know to scupper your success with that, but have you got a theme or is there something that for that short film?
Yeah So it's our first attempt at creating a film that's like non-linear, so it doesn't follow a start, middle, finish.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's all over the show, but the key thing is you just have to pay attention. If you don't pay attention, you'll be like, what's happening? So you have to focus for every scene. Yeah, so I think the big thing is if people understand it, they're going to be like, wow, that was an amazing film.
Yeah.
But if they don't, well, it's going to be a disaster. But we'll see what happens. You just got to give it a go, you know?
Have you seen any of it, Hannah?
Well, I was actually part of it in some aspects.
Tell the story.
I got a message at 8 o'clock in the morning, I think, on a Saturday, and he was like, hey, do you want to be in a movie? Do you want to be in the background? And I was like, sure, why not?
Exactly.
Pushed some other appointments a little bit back, and then I was just being an extra in my totally nice office attire.
Beautiful.
Pretending to look for files.
Nice. Happy Saturday in the office.
Yeah, pretty cool.
So you do know a little bit about it. I love the concept of a non-linear film. There was an amazing guy on the radio the other day. We had the tiniest interview because A, he was in Australia, and B, he had a newborn baby. He did a film called Road to Patagonia. I don't know if you've seen it or heard about it. You can go onto YouTube and see a trailer. And it's not that it's not linear. It definitely had a story, but he shot it over 16 years.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. In terms of that, like, continuity, you're never going to get it when you're using different devices. You know, you're not going to get it over decades. Mm. So there's going to be that little jumpiness about it, and yeah, you have to pay attention and follow, but the beauty is says it all, you know. What an incredible filmmaking experience, and that's part of the creative journey, you know. Whatever you're gaining from it, the fact that you're being playful with a type of structure is cool in itself, isn't
100%.
It?
Yeah.
We'll play another track in a minute, but I tell you what, let's go to Hannah, because Hannah has a podcast. Hannah, have you done it for a couple of years? I feel like it's a couple of years old. Tell everybody about it.
Yeah, so I'm doing it now for 1.5 years.
Yeah.
And actually it started, the idea came up just because I was traveling around, really interested in other people's stories of why did they move, why did they travel.
Yes.
And I was always a little bit creative.
And tell everyone where you're from, if they haven't figured it out by your accent already.
I'm from Germany. And I was always into creative stuff. I was writing poems when I was younger. Mm-hmm. I was writing songs. Actually put them on paper, but never really had a proper melody. Like, melody was always just in my head.
Yes.
And I just really loved doing something creative again. And then that just happened to be a podcast. And I thought it's a great idea. And because I love connecting to people, that was my kind of medium of choice.
How did you start from that idea? I think I want to start a podcast. What was the first thing you did? Did you get a microphone? Did you Google it? Well, how did you start that process?
I definitely Googled it. I also talked to a lot of people because I thought, well, maybe in my head it's a good idea, but maybe it's not a good idea. So I needed a lot of people input around me, yeah, to tell me, oh, yeah, I think that would be a good idea. And then before I even had the courage to start recording my first episode and buy a microphone first, mm-hmm, I did a voice acting course in Auckland.
Awesome. Well done, you.
So that actually motivated me.
The thing that helps you realize your dream. And I was saying, yeah, to these guys, from me, I had a sort of creative business, not just creative, just a, yeah, it's called FOBO, front of house, back of house. We do that forward facing stuff. So content creation, scheduling, shoots, grabs. And then we also do the back end. So we get the data. So let's just say you've got a chicken food company and you want to know how to sell more chicken food. We do loads of research, local, national, global research. And then we present that back into, and these are the steps you can take. And if you need us to, we can action them as well. So a team solutions. And sometimes I forget that it was just a side hustle. It was just something I did when people approached me and asked for my help, and I'd say yes. And then I turned it into a company. And it's amazing how just taking those, what's the quote, small steps,
baby steps,
every day. So if anyone's listening and you're inspired by Renee or by Hannah or by myself in this creative industry, just take the first step, take that small step. And we are going to have another tune now. And Hannah, you're going to do an intro because you know these guys.
So we are listening to Not My Circus, Not My Monkey. And that's actually one of my favorite quotes or favorite sayings in English. And it's from Stuart and Leo from the Coromandel. So enjoy.
Oh, it's those guys. I met them, did I? Oh, that's hilarious. Okay, let's put this one up, people.
You won't let me be, so I'll just come out and say it's not love. You won't let me break. You won't let me break. You're living over me, and it's not love. When you're hungry, little problems all run away.
was Oh No Part 2 by L.A.B., one of my favorite songs. I heard it recently on like the supermarket, in the supermarket or something like that, which,
nice.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I love that song.
It was a really great track. Thank you so much for choosing that one. And we are coming to the end of our recording today. We're going to have our last little chats and play our last track, which of course is going to be Jungly. Of course it is. Yeah, what last bits and bobs do you want to chat about before we go home into this wonderful evening? Joke.
Yeah, like for me, I would just say you guys have to go and check out Hannah's podcast. It is amazing. It is really cool. And she gets so many interesting people on there. So, yeah, go and check it out. What's Hannah Will Wide and Friends, right?
Yes, on YouTube, on Instagram, on every streaming platform. And whoever wants to be on the show, please text me. I'm looking for people who have migrated or who are traveling heaps and have great stories for me. So please text me wherever you find me.
So we go to Hannah Worldwide and Friends. Is that right?
Yes.
To connect? Amazing.
Yes, please.
And where do you want people to listen? Like Spotify or YouTube? Where's the best place?
It's everywhere. So whatever's best for you, pretty much.
I'm a Spotify girl.
Me too.
Apple. Our family is divided. But at least someone can always play music.
Yeah, true that.
And how about you, Neil? How can we... I mean, we've listened to your track and we're going to listen to it again. But I was watching your music video. I love music videos. Like, I don't know if you went through that part of your life when you and your friends would literally just watch music videos for an entire day. Mm-hmm. Did that happen in your life?
Yeah.
Yep.
That was an epic part of life.
MTV.
MTV C4.
MTV!
Yeah. Juice TV. Those were the days.
So let's not forget that medium exists, everybody. So go to, we can see it on YouTube, I believe.
Yeah, 100%.
Is it on a channel or would we type in Jungly into the search bar?
Yeah, you can type in Jungly or you can search for my channel, which is Reneal Singh.
Yep.
And yeah, you definitely have to check out the music video and please comment what you think about it because feedback's always good. It's important to
get
better.
I just love the bit where the blue bird comes in and you were saying, who's on that bird in the...
So that's my niece. She lives in Australia, but she came over for Christmas and I was like, all right, yep, we're going to get you in the music video.
It's just fantastic.
Jump on in.
Best uncle ever. Yeah. So yeah, there's so many images in your music video. I mean, it would do disservice to just say the bird. There are so many bright, colorful, there's dancing, there's amazing people in your video. It really is a great watch. What about if people want to listen to your music? Well, can they find this track released? Is there other tracks released or things for people to look forward to?
Yeah, so at the moment I've only got the one song, but you can stream it wherever you get music, so Spotify, Apple Music, etc. But yeah, we've got more stuff coming out shortly, and of course for the Fijian Indians out there, you can check out our channel Ren and Raj, which is specifically Fijian Indian content.
Nice.
And then yeah, we've got more general content on my channel Reneal Singh, and we've got a lot more coming. So
fantastic. And if you've enjoyed listening to me taking over the Raglan Community Radio today, you can normally catch me and my show called Happy Mondays, which is on a Monday. I'm going to go away with the family for a few weeks, so I'll be out of town for a little while. But when I get back, we are hoping to have some summertime sessions in the Raglan Community Radio studio where we hook up live musicians from our local community and play their music live whilst also podcasting them. So if that is something that you're keen on, please get in touch with me. You can find me at fobo.online. That's at fohboh.online. Send me a private message and we can get you into the studio and get you performing live.
Thank you so much, Raglan Community Radio, for having us as well.
Yeah,
and
it's been
keeping
awesome.
Up with us.
It's so cool, isn't it, that we just are like, oh, can we take over the station? Yeah, no problem. That's great when you have community assets, you know.
100%.
These amazing team of volunteers that keep this place going. We are going to play Jungly and we'll say goodbye. Should we try and say goodbye in loads of different languages?
Okay
Go, Reneal.
Bye.
Okay, he took English. Hannah?
Auf Wiedersehen.
Adios.
amigos.
Kia kite anō, everybody. Have a beautiful, beautiful drizzly Saturday. I hope you enjoy listening to music in your whare, getting cleaning and tidying done, or maybe curling up with a blanket and a good book. It's been wonderful to be here, and let's say goodbye with Jungly by Renew. Enjoy. Kia kite.
सुंदर वाला लड़का नहीं मानता फीजी वाला पगला ना जो हम संगे गोर उठाओ आखी में देखो और कमर हिलाओ दोस्त के बस करो सीटी बजाओ सब लेके आओ जंगली कराओ डीजे भी नहीं आओ गाना बजाओ सब लेके आओ जंगली कराओ डीजे भी नहीं आओ गाना बजाओ सब लेके आओ जंगली कराओ डीजे भी नहीं आओ गाना बजाओ सब लेके आओ जंगली कराओ Get out.